Welcome to the Carols of Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I talk about a particular Christmas carol, explaining some of the history and background behind the carol, and then finally I sing a verse of it for you. Some will be familiar, and some probably not. But they all point us toward the true reason for the season, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Today we're going to be talking about the Seven Joys of Mary. Now, the Seven Joys of Mary is an English carol that dates back to the Middle Ages. It's a traditional song of unknown origin, but it describes the joys of the Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. It was not originally associated with Christmas because it actually focuses on the entire life of Jesus, talking about different things throughout his life that were said to have brought joy to his mother. But over time, especially in the modern era, it has become closely tied with Christmas. It speaks of seven wonderful events in Mary's life. Now, depending on who you ask, the list changes somewhat. In the Catholic Church, the list is traditionally the Annunciation, when Gabriel appeared to Mary, the Visitation, the birth of Christ, the Adoration of the Magi, or the Three Wise Men, the finding of the Christ child in the temple, the resurrection, and the assumption. And the assumption being when Jesus was taken back up into heaven. The song, however, is not based directly on this traditional list of the Seven Joys of Mary. One of the most recent versions of the lyrics includes Jesus raising the dead, healing the blind and lame, and his crucifixion. Which doesn't quite seem to fit a song about joy very well, but I guess it all depends on the context in which you read it. There's also a difference between many of the English versions and the American versions that you hear. So, in any case, there's always seven of these joys, but depending on which version you hear, the joys are a bit different. So one of the most popular versions goes like this. The first good joy that Mary had, it was the joy of one, to see the blessed Jesus Christ when he was first her son. When he was first her son, good man, and blessed may he be, both Father, Son, and Holy Ghost to all eternity. The next good joy that Mary had, it was the joy of two, to see her own Son Jesus Christ, to make the lame to go, to make the lame to go, good man, and blessed may he be, both Father, Son, and Holy Ghost to all eternity. Thank you for listening, and may God bless us, everyone.